Around 500 fans from the Forever Dalida fan club came to Paris for the first of the May weekends. Come along to find out how these more seasoned and newer faces rub up close, celebrating the warmth and vigour of the icon Dalida. Coming up.
I think it's really great to have Place Dalida in Paris. She deserved it.
There's always something to be discovered about her amazing life, her brilliant career. She's an absolute icon.
Dalida et Yolande. La brune et la blonde.
So as we delve into the news archive and speak to longtime Dalida fans, how did the location in Montmartre come to be given the namesake Place Dalida? And nearly 30 years after the spark has dimmed, this annual commemorative event continues to unite with warmth and well-being her fans regardless of age, class or nationality. Welcome to Season 2, Episode 8 of Urban States, Forever Dalida. A street or a location honouring the achievements of a famous celebrity has only been possible in contemporary France since March 1977. So commemorating the singer's 10th anniversary, Montmartre, at its discretion, assigned Place Dalida, a just way to honour a resident who seemed to blend in with the local life.
And I was at the inauguration. I cannot tell you what year it was, maybe 20 years ago, but I was there. I actually saw the statue being placed, all the celebrities who came and all the fans. So it's still something that I remember with a lot of tenderness, I would say. I think it's really great to have Place Dalida in Paris. She deserved it.
You heard Lionel, a member of the Forever Dalida fan club, sharing a memory of the 1997 inauguration of Place Dalida. His sentiments are further echoed in this news archive, of a resident paying homage, adding that the decision is nothing but expected and normal.
Dalida, c'était une fille tout à fait exceptionnelle. C'est vraiment le succès qu'elle a eu était vraiment très très mérité. Ce qui se passe aujourd'hui, bien c'est le résultat de tout ça et d'un hommage tout à fait normal.
And again from the archive, if not through the words, but through the audience's reaction. Here, previous mayor of Paris, Jean Tiberi, speaking in blooms, putting permanence to the once unmarked space in Montmartre, which today, as Place Dalida, marks one of Paris's most visited tourist spots.
Si Dalida a aimé Montmartre et son village, Montmartre et le 18e veulent ce matin lui dire leur fidélité. Cette place que nous dédions à Dalida est un signe d'amitié, un signe de vie que nous lui faisons. Elle qui scintille comme une étoile dans le beau ciel de Montmartre. Je vous remercie.
The residents thought Dalida equal and a friendly and considerate neighbour. We spoke to Forever Dalida fan Saïd. He's the club's official translator, making the club's communication accessible in English, French, Finnish and Italian languages. Saïd embraces the new of Dalida, and anybody curious, he gives you a pointer on where to start.
Start with some of the hits because they're the most instantly accessible, but as you find some of the later songs, you'll find that they had much more of a lyric than some of the earlier ones, which are poppy and dancey. So you actually listen to some of the words, more importantly. They really tell a story, and she really broke down a lot of barriers in terms of equality for women, for minorities, for all sorts of people who she felt were being hard done by.
It's widely known that the singer supported the then-to-be socialist president Mitterrand during his 1980-81 electoral campaign. And she also duetted with longtime actor Alain Delon, who these days supports the very right. So on which side were Dalida's political alliances?
Maybe if Alain Delon had different political ideas. I mean, he was a friend of hers, and I think they knew each other when they were very young, when Dalida arrived in Paris. So I don't think political ideas had anything to do with their friendship, and would she be still here with us? He would still be her friend. And she wanted everyone to know that she was not in favor of a certain political party. She liked everyone and she could sing for everybody.
And back to the fan club meetup in the town hall of the 18th arrondissement. We asked what kind of things keep the fans satisfied and how the merchandise ensures the fan club continues.
Well, ranging from cushions to posters to art screen prints, there's a whole lot of things really for the fans. It's things they love to buy. you wouldn't necessarily get them anywhere else. They're made designed specially for the fan club. And so you can also get the CDs and you can get the vinyl discs and lots of other memorabilia, really. And the fan club doesn't actually make a profit as such. Whatever money they do make, they plough it back into the club. And that's the way to keep it going in this age of multimedia.
And diving back into News Archive, we hear the point from which the future adoration began to evolve.
Au pied de la maison de Dalida, rue d'Orchamps, les voisins et les admirateurs ont afflué, aussitôt connu la nouvelle de la mort de la chanteuse.
Ça me fait la peine quand même de savoir qu'il y avait beaucoup de talent, qui est morte comme ça. Je suis très triste.
La chanteuse française d'origine égyptienne a été retrouvée morte ce dimanche en fin d'après-midi à son domicile de Montmartre où elle habitait depuis 24 ans. L'interprète de Bambino, Gigi Lamoroso ou encore Parole Parole s'est suicidée avec des barbituriques. Cette femme qui avait connu une carrière internationale extraordinaire et qui avait vendu plus de 85 millions de disques dans le monde entier avait malheureusement eu une vie sans...
The singer and actress was a person of contrasts.
Dalida et Yolande. La brune et la blonde. La jeune Miss Égypte, élevée chez les sœurs, et la star aux 85 millions de disques.
Dalida.com, D-A-L-I-D-A.com. Click onto the site and there's a way to join Forever Dalida. And there's also pictures from this year's commemorative fan club meetup. So final homage from Saeed.
There's always something to be discovered about her amazing life, her brilliant career in so many languages, 11 languages she recorded in, and more than 1,000 songs in French, and nearly that many in different languages too. She's an absolute icon. The one track I would listen to is Pour ne pas vivre seul, So as Not to Live Alone. It tells about the lengths people go to if they're living on their own, just not to be lonely, just to have some joy in their lives.
You're Without Urban Arts Boy on World Radio Paris, Season 2, Episode 8, Urban States. Forever Dalida.
Ne pas vivre seul, on se fait des amis et on les réunit, comme viennent les soirs d'ennui. On vit pour son argent, ses rêves, ses palaces, mais on n'a jamais fait un cercueil à deux places. Pour ne pas vivre seul, moi je vis avec toi, je suis seul avec toi.